All right, we are on. Say hello to your listeners, Andy. Like you mean it. Take the gum out.
Okay, gum's out. Hey, so glad you you took the time to join us this afternoon. It really means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. It means more of the world to me than it does to Andy, but either way, it's the world.
It means so much to me that I've mustered up this little bit of a sincerity.
Oh,
I've lowered my voice.
Uh huh.
I'm talking without my sarcastic tone.
Right. You're being sincere.
I'm being a little straight up.
Jeez, I thought you were sick or something.
No. This is me. This is sincere, Andy. It's my new character. Oh man, I hope Lorne Michaels is watching. It's my new character.
Wow. And what kind of adventures does Sincere Andy get into?
Well, like he's kind of a superhero. If anybody gets in trouble or if anybody gets hurt, if there's a supervillain rampaging through the city, he will empathize with the victims.
Wow.
Empathy man.
Wow.
That's my new hero. He will feel their pain.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of heroes that I'm trying to sell.
Okay.
It's a whole Andy Breckman universe of heroes.
So can we practice? Can I be somebody who just hurt himself in the street?
Yeah, like let's pretend like Dr. Doom has just leveled whole city blocks.
Okay.
And your whole family's been wiped out.
Okay. Oh, damn it! My whole family! Dead!
I can only imagine the pain you're going through. I don't have the words myself. I've never experienced anything like it, but I imagine you feel completely torn apart. All I can do is promise you that I'll be there for you and I'll listen to you. And that hopefully time itself will heal these wounds.
Thank you, Empathy Man. You rule.
Now, where the hell's Batman?
that's
all I can do.
That's a great character, Empathy Man.
Well, I have another hero called The Caller.
The Caller?
Yeah. If he sees crimes being committed, if he sees a supervillain, he always has his cell phone ready. He'll call 911 in a second. In fact, he always has his cell phone. 911's on speed dial. I know what you're thinking. It's only three digits. Why would you need speed dial?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the caller.
Why?
He's the caller.
Okay. And the caller knows Empathy Man's real identity?
Yeah, they work together. Yeah. They're like world's finest. They're like the dynamic duo.
Cool.
Yeah, those are my heroes.
Yeah. It's like that old TV show, Captain Terrific.
He doesn't have any real powers.
Remember Mr. Nice and Captain Terrific?
Yeah, I do remember those shows. Yeah, they were on the same season.
They were on the same season on different networks.
Yeah, they had two ideas. Who are your heroes, your imaginary heroes?
Quisp. You were here.
Quisp, what does he do?
He makes delicious breakfast cereal. So it tastes a little bit like Captain Crunch, but better.
How about Pot Man? He can smell...
Oh, N.J. Weedman.
N.J. Weedman. He can smell someone's stash from blocks away.
Yes.
But he's never, ever once in the whole history of all his recorded adventures, has he ever turned in the stash that he's found?
Oh, of course not.
According to him, he's never found anything.
No, he shares it with his friends.
Yeah.
He gets high with a little help from his friends.
Yeah.
Or his friends get high with a little help from him.
Yeah. He can't do that that memory sequence game very well, though, can he?
No, he can't.
That's one.
Yes.
That's
one. I just spent half an hour trying to conquer Andy's memory speed game, and I couldn't do it.
Little Diablo. Hey, it's available on Kickstarter now, not since you brought it up, Ken.
I could not do it because of all the pot I've smoked.
Yeah. My grandmother can't do it either.
Yeah, but she has.
She has debilitating dementia. The two people I know that can't do it, may I list them for you?
Yes.
My grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Ken Friedman. That's my list.
Did she get as close as I did? I got very close.
Oh, it was very exciting. You got very close 8 times. It's a great game, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's funny you mention it. It has the voice of John Lovitz. He's taunting you while you're trying to solve
it. That makes it harder.
Yeah, John Lovitz insulting you, heckling you.
Right, especially because he's funny sometimes.
Yeah, because I wrote his stuff.
That makes it really hard to concentrate.
Yeah. Hey, it's on Kickstarter right now. You can just Google John Lovitz.
There's no such thing as Kickstarter.
I'm pretty sure there is.
No, I don't think it exists anymore.
We were fully funded today.
I think it went under.
I hope it doesn't go under for another 29 days.
Yeah. No. I don't think it exists anymore.
I'm not sure you exist anymore.
Indiegogo, I think, put it out of business. Or GoFundMe, one of those places.
Hey, did you ever do anything like that to raise money for FMU?
No. Well, we did do one Kickstarter for the billboard, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to put up the crazy billboards, which was great. And it actually got us some new listeners, too.
You just rely on that annual two-week embarrassment marathon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, kind of.
The embarrassment doesn't stop.
Right. Tragedy, embarrassment, sympathy marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who almost overloads every year?
Who?
Empathy Man. He feels so sorry for you. He just curls up in the corner and weeps.
Empathy Man should not listen to the WFMU.
No, Empathy Man can't stand it. He's so sensitive.
Yeah.
He's so woke. He can't stand to see someone in pain. You break his little heart.
But I
thank God Empathy Man has 8 hearts beating in his chest.
Yes.
Because those marathons take 6 or 7 out of commission.
It must be very hard for Empathy Man to have so much empathy and yet be so woke at the same time. Yeah. Because sometimes those things will come into conflict with each other.
I don't know. Can we have a big, big show? We plug the Kickstarter campaign. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that's violation of 8 or 9 of your little bylaws.
Yeah.
And we did a little bantering, a little foreplay.
Right, we did the Empathy Man bit.
Yeah, but now we're off.
Yes, now it's off and running.
Because
and,
I'm putting $150 on the table.
Right.
One of our listeners is getting $150 PayPal'd instantly to them.
But we got to get going.
Yeah, we got to get going.
Yeah.
Which listener will it be, Ken?
I don't know, but here's how it's going to work. We want to get 5 people on a conference call line, and then every few minutes, one of the 5 people will get voted off the call.
Right. It's our radio survivor. And the last listener standing will get $150 PayPal to them or sent to them by check.
And here's the caveat. You cannot agree to split the money.
Yes. You won't know each other's emails. You won't know each other's last names. You'll know each other's only by the first names. You'll be strangers unto each other. And the last listener standing will get all the money. If the last 2 listeners standing on this island cannot agree on which of them will get it, then I put it back in my pocket.
Right.
So it's a win-win for me.
I think if you really need $150 and you have a good reason why you need $150, then there's a good chance you'll get the money. So
if you could persuade the other Islanders, the other
right.
people on in the conference room.
You have to put forward your argument on why you need the money so badly without making them angry, without making them hate you.
Yeah.
That's the secret. Don't let them hate you.
Yeah, that's not a skill set I possess.
Yeah.
But you might. So how do we do it? What's the first step, Ken? Step number one.
Step number one, call us right here at 201-536-9368.
Hold on, let me write that number down.
We need a referee, and then we need 5 contestants. I was hoping Sam...
Do we need a referee?
I think so, to keep them honest. We need Sam the appraiser to call as our referee, and then...
Or a chick.
Yep, and then give us a call.
201-536... Hold on, I'm writing this down.
9368, it's right up there.
9368.
Yep, in numerals. That's in numerals.
Yeah.
Did you use Roman numerals?
Yeah. No,
those are the
regular
best.
Numerals. 201. No,
Roman numerals are the best
They're
ones.
Fine numerals. Ken, what are you babbling now? 201-536-9368. Your Roman numeral shtick has never worked. You've been taking it out of the closet once a month for 25 years.
Empathy Man told me to work on it.
Give it a break.
Empathy Man shouldn't encourage things like that. That's the problem with Empathy Man. He's too nice.
Your Roman numeral thing. I can't believe we had to sit through that again. All right. 201-536-9368. Here's your only criteria. We are looking for people that want $150. If that's you, if I'm describing you, if you're A listener and B, someone who could use $150 in their pocket, but at the end of the hour.
Yeah, maybe your bicycle was stolen, your car was towed away. You need $150. You have a good argument for it. You got to convince the other 5 players, the other 4 players, without making them hate you. That's the secret.
Yes, maybe your bicycle was stolen, or maybe your car was towed away. If your bicycle was stolen and your car was towed away, we can only help you. We can only partially assist.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, would you like to join us in our little radio survivor?
Yeah, I would love to.
You sound great. Don't tell us your last name, but tell us what do you do for a living?
I work for a TV show. I do production work.
Oh man, I saw a TV show once. Loved it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was yours, but
no, it was.
Oh man, really. Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're doing God's work.
I think Dave's in.
Dave's on the island.
Yeah, Dave's on the island. So, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold, and then Nick is going to give you the conference call information, and then you just call that number and wait there, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, Nick, you will be you're committed to stick around for the whole hour if need be.
He's already getting the conference info with
you. Okay.
Dave from TV Land.
Oh, Dave, that's right.
He's Dave from he's from TV, Andy.
Yeah.
He works on Game of Thrones.
He's already my favorite.
Yeah.
He's already my favorite contestant. I hope he survives.
All right, we need contestant number two now for
Again,
radio.
Again, here's the criteria. Tell us if we're describing you. Are you listening to me right now? That's A.
That's me.
Well, you're not eligible. Oh. You and your family or your loved ones are not eligible. B, do you need, could you use 150 smackers? Smackaroos.
Those are the criteria.
That's it. That's all I guess English should be
first or second.
First or second language?
Yeah. Maybe third language.
Yeah.
It depends. I could see it being the third language in some cases.
Are we looking for a diverse cast?
Yes. Oh, yes.
We're throwing our net out.
Right.
We're hoping to find an African-American islander.
Yep, wide net.
An Asian islander.
We don't want an all-white male sausage fest. No, we don't. We don't want that.
Hey, guess what we're going to end up with?
What?
We're going to end up with five white guys.
A sausage fest?
Yeah, because here's the thing that you're forgetting. The fact that you're forgetting. This show is being broadcast on WFMU.
Oh.
So we're at 201. 536-9368.
Looking for contestant number two now. Dave is on the conference call waiting.
There was an African-American listener, but he's moved away.
Yeah. Well, maybe Empathy Man can help us with the diverse cast we seek.
You ask a lot, Ken Friedman.
Empathy Man is very woke, so he should be able to reach out. And he doesn't revel in the patriarchy like I do.
He's not a miracle man.
He's Empathy Man.
He could put a call out to his best friend, who he sometimes uses, Blackface Man.
No.
It's a white guy, but he will wear blackface if the situation calls for it. Situations like this.
No, that's not good. No, we don't.
Okay, fine.
I can't believe Empathy Man is still in touch with Blackface Man.
Then he will turn off the blackface signal, which he uses to call Blackface Man.
Empathy Man really needs to update his contact. There's a lot. I know this might surprise
Blackface
you.
Man has gotten him out of a lot of sticky situations.
This might surprise you.
Yeah.
But in 2019,
yes,
Empathy Man should not be seen with Blackface Man anymore. It's going to undercut his role as Empathy Man.
I hear what you're saying. And actually, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
That would explain a great deal of the problems he's been having lately. I get it now.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, every time he goes to a crime scene with Blackface Man, yes, it doesn't end well. Yes, I get it now.
Okay.
If only we had had this talk months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're at 201-536-9368. We're looking for listeners who, A, are listening now. That's pretty much 100%.
Right now.
And B, want $150 from us. 201-536-9368. Somebody is getting $150.
Yeah, it might be Dave from TV because he's the only person sitting on the conference.
Can we really, really not get calls after we've offered this, after we've put cash on the table?
All right, Zane is calling now.
Dear God.
Okay, I'm jumping Nick here.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, what's happening? My name is Andy, and I'm with Song right now. Hello.
Hey, Andy.
And he's with what right now?
My friend. Oh, yeah. My friend's name is Song.
Song. It's Andy and Song.
I don't know what to say. But Yes, hi, Song. But listen,
yes, we have some diversity.
Oh, to give you a little diversity. Hey, listen, Andy.
Yes.
Are you on a landline?
I'm on a cellular telephone device.
But can you stay on for another 40 minutes?
I guess.
If it's worth $150, if you're in the running, I mean, if you're one of the finalists, you'll stay on?
Yeah, I guess I can use that. I'm in a band.
Cool.
Fantastic. Oh, man, I heard a band once years ago. They're fantastic.
Yeah, you'll be able to buy a new pedal, Andy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right, so Andy,
wait, let's give Andy a chance to plug his little ensemble. What's the name of your band?
We're called Linden Street.
Heard great things. Heard they're great live. Heard you put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, we play dad rock and blues and funk, mainly.
Sounds like our kind of...
Blues and funk.
You should play a little bit of this.
Yeah. All right,
Blues,
Andy.
Funk, I don't know.
Andy, I'm going to put you on hold, and Nick the Bard is going to give you the conference call line. Dave is in there waiting for you.
And these are our first two contestants, Andy and Dave. And the conference call is being monitored, so I am going to remind you, you cannot reveal your last name or contact information.
We have a chick.
We have a chick?
Denise, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Thanks for calling, Denise. We're so happy to have a woman joining into Radio Survivor.
Okay.
I don't think this is a chick.
Her name is Denise. She has to be a chick.
Denise, where do you live?
I live in Staten Island.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for the City of New York in Children's Services.
Fantastic. You're doing God's work.
Yes.
All right, Denise, are you ready to maybe win $150?
Yes. What do I have to do?
We are going to put you back on hold. Nick the Bard is going to give you the conference call number. Then you're going to call into the conference call. We're going to join you there as soon as we have five contestants. And then we'll give you further rules. Okay.
And at the end of the hour, Denise, one of you is going to win the whole pot, $150 American dollars.
All right.
American dollars. It's U.S. That's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay, Denise, I'm putting you on hold. Nick, you can pick up Denise on line one. And we need two more contestants. Zane, please give us a call, or anybody else, 201-536-9368.
Empathy Man's eyes got a little teary when our next contestant introduced herself. She works for Children's Services for the city.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz, where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Heard, fantastic. And and what do you do for a living? Or what did you do today?
I work for a lighting and furniture company. I run their ceramic department.
Ceramic department in a lighting and furniture company.
Cool. Yeah.
Try to imagine a world without ceramics, Ken. See if you can.
You can't.
I don't think you have an imagination big enough
to
handle that. I know.
I use ceramics every day.
Yeah. The water that you have on your kitchen table without that ceramic jug would just spill all over the table.
I drink my coffee out of ceramic.
That's right. Imagine you'd have to drink coffee out of your hands. You'd have to cup your hands if it wasn't for Liz.
And Liz's ceramic light fixtures, I think I have some of those in my office.
Liz, you're doing God's work. You've changed the world.
Thank you.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. You don't even appreciate how much you've touched.
Ceramics are incredible. People. They don't get hot.
They're the greatest.
Yeah, they don't melt.
Liz,
amazing.
Liz, welcome to the island. Okay, so we're going to put you on hold, and you may be going home with $150.
Okay, Liz, hang tight. Cool. Nick the Bard is giving the instructions. We're going to put you on hold, and Nick will give you the number of the conference call, and then we'll join you there in just a few minutes.
So right now, Ken, should I recap? We have Andy.
Yes.
We have Dave.
Dave from TV.
We have Denise.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Liz.
Okay. And Liz is on line two, and on line one, hi, who do we have here? Scott?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
How's it going?
Good.
Doing fine, Sean. Sean, would you like to join our island and maybe walk away with $150?
Absolutely.
Where do you live, Sean?
I live in Little Silver, New Jersey.
No such place.
No, it exists. Little Silver exists.
And
Sean, what are your feelings on ceramics?
I'm kind of impartial to it.
Oh, then Liz is in real trouble.
Uh-oh.
If he doesn't have a place in his heart for ceramics. Sean, what do you do for a living?
I'm a project manager for construction.
You can't build anything, Ken, until you begin. You begin. Step one is talking to the project manager.
That's right.
Right?
I talk to the project manager here every day, several times.
It would be chaos without a project manager.
Absolutely.
Imagine a world without project managers.
All right, let's get Sean into the island.
The crews would just show up. They wouldn't know where to go, would they, Sean?
Absolutely not.
They'd just sit around and eat donuts all day and complain about their wages and overtime all day.
We would just be adrift.
We'd be adrift.
No, they would do no work at all without the project manager. I've seen it happen a million times. You're joking, but it's true.
I'm not joking. If I was joking, it would be a lot funnier than that.
Okay, Sean, we're going to put you on hold, and then Nick the Bard's going to give you the conference call number. And we should call in the conference call ourselves right
Wait,
now.
Wait, right? We now have our cast of characters.
Yes, we have five
We have Liz,
people.
We have Sean, Dave, we have Andy, and Denise. Who will it be? Who will walk away with $150? They're going to be voted off the island every 6 minutes?
We got to wait until we get five people.
This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com.
Okay,
well, don't let people hear the beeps.
No, I won't.
Okay. That's it. That's right. Dial like the wind, my friend.
If you are the host, press star now.
Are we the host?
I guess we're the host. Okay, I don't know. No, we don't have to press anything.
Okay. Hi. It's Ken and Andy. Is your conference call not working?
Please announce yourself.
Oh.
Okay, is this the call where you...
Yeah. Yeah, hey.
This is it, Denise. Yes, you're at the right place.
I guess so.
Okay, let's do a little roll call. Let's do a little roll call, everybody. Is Dave from TV here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Andy, are you here?
Yep.
And Andy, are you still with your hoodlum friend?
I wouldn't call him exactly hoodlum. I mean, he's a welder, but
yeah. Yeah, I meant welder. When I say hoodlum, you know I mean welder. Now, Andy, what do you do for a living?
I am a full-time student.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he's in a band.
Yeah, he's in Linden Street.
Oh, Linden Street. Sorry.
They play blues and
rock. Wait, are you the Andy from Linden Street?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard him live? They're a great funk and blues band.
Yes.
Ken.
Is that Sean who just joined us?
This is Sean.
Okay, and Denise, you're on, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Do we have Liz?
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. We now, have
guys,
all five. All five are there.
Okay. Now, guys, here are the ground rules. One of you and only one is going home with $150. The big rule, the golden rule is you can't reveal your last name. You can't reveal any email information because we don't want you to share the money. Only one of you can have it. So you have to decide. You have to decide amongst yourself. I don't know what criteria you're going to use. I don't know. How are you going to make this decision? I don't envy you. Do you envy them, Ken?
No.
Well, I envy Andy because he's a big rock star. And Dave, I envy him. He has a TV show.
Right.
He's in production.
I envy Liz a little bit for getting to work in ceramics.
Yeah, I envy Sean a little bit. Wait, what does Sean do?
Sean hangs out in Little Silver.
But what does he do for a living? Oh, he's a project manager.
Right, project manager.
And Denise, I envy her. I envy her, right?
Yes.
What does she do?
Children's Protective Services. She's the one who made Empathy Man weep a little bit.
So you put, yeah, okay. So Children's Protective Services. Man, that, you can't argue with that. It's pretty great.
So listen, every 6 minutes, you have to vote one of yourselves off, and the clock starts now.
Now, wait, before we begin, is Denise, she might have to be disqualified. Have you met her? Ken,
no,
do you know
no,
her beforehand?
I do not.
But she's
no.
in Children Protective Services.
That's okay.
But you've never met her.
I've never met
You're
her.
You're telling me you've never met this woman.
Never.
Although she's been working for years in Children Protective
Why
Services.
Why would I have met her?
No, are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
You've never crossed paths.
Never.
She's never been to your house.
Never.
Denise, have you ever met Ken Friedman?
No.
Denise lives in New York State. I live in New Jersey. Okay. I know the people.
What about that time? What about that time downtown when you were with your family?
That kind of went under the radar.
Okay. I accept both of your denials. Denise, you've never met Ken. Ken, you've never met Denise.
Never.
Okay.
No. And,
okay. So how long do they have for the first round, Ken?
6 minutes. Let's go.
Okay.
Starting now. Okay. Take it away, everybody. In 6 minutes, you have to vote one person off.
All right, guys. Listen up. I think we should all make a group decision. One of us really has to go pretty soon. Who's it going to be?
All right, well, I got an idea. Why does everyone need $150?
Well, I don't know.
I need mine because I'm short on rent currently because I ran over my cell phone with my car. So I had to spend money on that, and then now, right now, I'm holding out until I get paid to pay my rent. I feel like that's the most essential thing you need money for besides food.
Oh. I need to pay my rent also, and I'm short my rent also.
Listen,
guys, my cat just got run over, so I'm pretty sad right now, but I really would like to give her a proper burial. She was
you're actually saving money because you're saving on the cost of litter and cat food indefinitely. So
no, I'm
actually a reason why not to vote for you.
You don't think
Yeah,
so?
There's plenty of free cats out there.
But what I can do is I can write a song about my cat and raise money for the cause of the cost of cremation, and I think that would be a great use of the money.
Hmm.
I mean, who has a job here? Let's start there. Who has a full-time
job? Well, I'm going to start off by saying that my kids are in therapy 3 nights a week, and for one of the therapy sessions, it's $165 a session, and I got to bring them there because they have to go. They don't see their mom anymore because she's not allowed to see them. So that's what's
Oh, wow. That's so sad.
This is like a pity competition. I'm very confused.
Right. I don't know how, you know, I was, my friend told me, she knew I needed this $150, so she told me to call this number, but I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
Hmm.
Not really clear because it's like you're counseling people out because of their circumstances. Is this how it's going?
What do you think, Song?
I need it.
I need it.
I need it too.
I think everybody wants the money and probably.
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
Spend it.
What's it going to go toward? That's the bottom line. If it's coming to some altruistic reason versus, you know, paying my bar tab, I think each of us can have a big enough heart to go, okay, this is going to help something bigger.
Yes, it would really help, but I don't really know the rules here.
We're making the rules.
Oh, okay.
We're just having fun.
We could use the money to just buy a lot of candy and then just give it to people. And just, like, walk into stores and then just, like...
I don't know if that's better, more altruistic than me paying things, giving someone something they don't need.
Well, what if a random stranger came up to
like, ultimately,
and just gave you a bubble gum? How would you feel?
Hey guys, we're gonna add one more rule just to make it a little more clear. Every time you talk, just say your name first. Like, this is Larry, this is Joe. So everyone knows your name. Okay, go ahead. And we'll be voting in just 1 minute.
Okay.
All right, this is Andy. I think I would really like to use the money for the band, honestly, to put it to a good cause, maybe some recording time, to bring some joy to the world. Joy to the world. Lots of sex.
This is Denise. I honestly would need the money to travel with the New York City Labor Chorus. We're traveling, and they want a deposit now, and I can't afford the deposit because I put the most of my money on my rent, and I have no money for the deposit, and the deposit is due now.
Okay, this is Sean.
we just vote like off Andy? I just say we know Andy's name. When Ken and Andy Breckman come back on, we should just vote off Andy.
Is that logical?
Yeah.
It's just easy, and the rest of us don't need to say our names in the meantime. And we can eliminate one.
Okay, okay, folks, it's voting time, round one. And what I'm going to do is ask you for your first choice and your second choice for voting off the island, just in case we have a tie. And I'm going to go in a different order every time.
And it will be majority rules. If three of you say the same person, that person is off the island.
Okay, so Dave, who's your first choice to get voted off?
Andy.
And who's your second choice to get voted off?
Denise.
Okay, Andy. Who's your first choice to get voted off?
Dave, only because you said Andy.
Yeah. And who's your second choice, Andy?
I think Denise.
And Denise, who's your first choice to get voted off the island?
Andy, only because he said Denise.
Yeah. And who's your second choice, Denise?
Dave, because he said Denise.
Okay. And Liz, who's your first choice to get voted off? Liz, are you still with us? Oh, no. Did we lose Liz? Liz, are you there?
Well, we'll have to ask Liz to maybe dial back, okay. Or maybe someone new can join the island.
I'd say not.
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Okay, Sean, who's your first choice to
get?
Oh, Liz, are you there? No, Liz fell off. Okay, Sean, who's your first choice to get voted off the island?
I'm going to say Andy.
And who's your second choice?
We don't need a second choice.
Sean.
We don't need a second choice. We're three Andys.
Yeah, I guess Liz was my second choice.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, here. There's Liz.
Liz is there. Okay, Liz, who's... Liz, who's your first choice to get voted off?
Wait, what?
Liz, who is your first choice to get voted off the island?
Oh Andy.
And who's your second choice?
Dave.
All right, Andy's off the island.
Okay, Andy. Andy, how do you feel about this? You're betrayed by your own island mates.
Well, you know, I really didn't know what was going on, to be honest. But I hope you guys are very lucky, and somebody will win. But
Andy, I'm going to miss your guitar playing. I'm going to miss your guitar playing.
But you know what, Andy? You know what, Andy? Nobody is going home empty-handed, except for you.
Yeah, what's your one request, Andy?
Can we play a little short song for you?
No, we don't have time.
No, but maybe next week, Andy.
Next week, though, we'd be happy to have you play a song on the air.
All right.
So, that'll give you a week to tune that guitar.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey.
We got to go.
Love you.
Peace. Love you more.
He was great.
All
what
right.
A great contestant.
All right,
so, and then there were four.
Dave, Denise, Liz, and Sean. Congratulations for making it to the second round. And we're going to start the timer again right now. And you guys can continue to debate. And you're going to vote again in 5.5 minutes.
And please remember to say your name so we can keep track of who's talking.
Go ahead.
Oh, guys, I'm probably going to lose because...
Who is this? Don't forget to say your name first.
I have to get in the elevator. I might lose.
Oh, no, Denise. Do not get in that elevator.
For a lot of reasons. That I don't think that elevator is 100% safe, Denise.
Right. I have to get in the elevator because of a job situation, so I might lose you guys.
No, Denise. No.
Okay, well, Denise, did you write down the number to call, the call-in number?
Yes, I did. Let me see if I still have the paper.
So if we get disconnected, Denise, you got to call back in.
Just call back in when you get... What floor are you going to? What floor are you going up to?
Am I getting disconnected?
Oh, Liz is losing. Liz, Liz, did you call back in?
I did write it down.
All right, Denise, what should I do?
If you get disconnected in the elevator, you just call back.
Okay, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
She's on that elevator.
I hear you, Denise. Dave, you're still with us?
I'm here.
And Liz, you're still with us?
Oh, Liz is going in and out.
Liz is going in and out. Sean, are you there?
I am. Dave, I think we got to vote Liz and Denise off.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
If they don't care enough to take the stairs.
Exactly. Let's take Denise out next, and then let's take Liz out following. And then me and you and I, Sean, we'll figure it out after that.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right, that works.
It's an alliance.
All right.
It's
an alliance.
It's a boys versus girls alliance.
Just like real life.
That's what happened.
It's really the alliance of people that have remained on the line. So
yeah, it's practically rule.
It's the patriarchy. Rearing its ugly head.
Well, maybe Liz wants to counter that. Maybe Liz has some story about herself that might melt their hearts and change their minds.
Liz?
But Liz is not with us.
Yeah, Liz is not there. Denise is gone.
She's being tried in absentia. Denise is on the elevator.
In absentia.
Oh, yeah, in absentia.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then...
Oh, hey, Nick the Bard, pick up line one. It might be Liz or Denise trying to get the info again.
Wait, you could just put them on. Wait, we don't need them on. We don't need them on the conference.
That's true. You're right.
If it's Liz, just put her in.
Yeah. We'll find out who.
Wait, why don't we just have Liz call our landline? 201-536-9368. Liz, call the landline. It would be if that's easier for you. 201-536-9368. The first number you called.
All right, we're down to four contestants. We have Dave and Sean on the line. Not sure if we have Denise and Liz on the line.
Well, this now comes down to an AT&T show. This is all about their phone connections.
No, we can't add somebody new in right now, Nick the Bard. So please hang up on line one so that we can have the line free in case Denise or Liz need to call.
You don't want to add somebody new?
No.
Because they...
Seems unfair. We only have 20 minutes left.
201-536-9368. This is a call out to you, Liz. If you could just call us back on that line, we'll just put you in directly.
I wonder how it's going on the elevator with Denise.
I wonder if anybody else is on the elevator with her. I don't think there's any question who my wife would vote for if she was on that island.
Who? Who would you vote for?
I think Denise's story would have touched her heart.
Yeah, me too. Especially because I don't need any more problems with... New York State Child Protective Services.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get some kind of like a discount because you deal with them so often?
Oh, yeah. It's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a free Subway sandwich or something?
Well.
Every 10 visits?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
I know your kids have their number on speed dial.
Mm-hmm. Program those numbers in myself.
As I understand it, you made them program it.
Hi, who do we have on the air here?
Oh, this is Liz.
Oh, hey, Liz.
Okay,
all right.
Liz, we're going to keep you. We're going to keep. But wait, now we have to. Now we have to join the conference call in order for Liz to join. Am I right?
No, Liz is on. Everything's fine.
Can the guys hear Liz?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear her.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe Denise. Is that Denise?
Oh, this is Liz.
Is that Denise pretending to be Liz? All right, we got all four back on. So listen, Dave, Denise, Liz, and Sean, you have 45 seconds before you got to vote.
Oh, no.
To just bring Denise, I got to bring Denise and Liz up to speed. When you were both off the line, it sounded like Dave and Sean were creating a male-only alliance.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Denise. Let's do it.
This is Denise.
Okay.
Wow, Denise has doubled herself.
Yeah. Is that fair? She's cloned herself and come back? Okay. So it's time for round two. It's time for the voting for round two. We're going to ask you for your first choice, who would get booted off our island. And we also need a second choice from you in case of a tie.
Okay, we're going in a different order this time. Sean, give us your first choice on who should get voted off.
I would say Denise.
You're voting for Denise.
And who's your second choice?
Liz.
What?
Okay. And Liz.
Personal, Liz. Sorry.
Liz, who's your first choice?
think Sean's been a very naughty boy.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to trust Denise. I'm trusting you here. We got to stick together. I'm going to go with Sean and Dave.
So voting. Sean is your first choice and Dave is your second choice.
Yeah.
Okay. And Denise, without throwing your voice, who is your first choice to get voted off?
Dave.
Okay.
And who's your second choice?
Sean.
And Dave.
My first choice is Denise.
Oh, and your second choice?
Liz.
It's a stalemate.
No, it's not. Denise got two first choice votes.
And nobody else did?
Nobody else did.
Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry. After all that work, you went up the elevator.
I'm sorry, Denise. I was rooting for you.
And well, I appreciate it. And good luck to everyone else. And I want to say, I didn't mean to vote the other people off, but I missed the conversation, so I had to say the only names that I could
exactly.
have there.
It wasn't personal. Exactly.
Nobody's going to hold
so
you.
So I apologize. Yeah. And I wish you all luck.
And Denise, hope you can find your way to join your choir when they go on
yes.
tour.
Yes. Yes, because the chorus is for workers' rights and union rights and social justice.
Yeah, that,
so enjoy.
I'm in favor of all that stuff.
Yeah,
Andy,
I have mixed feelings.
Andy,
about
not
that
so
stuff.
Much.
Yeah, although I'd like to hear them sing about it. Maybe that would change my mind.
It would.
Okay, thank you, Denise.
Thanks, Denise.
Okay. Bye.
Dave, and Liz and Sean. We're starting a new round.
And then there were three. Now it gets interesting.
In 5 minutes.
Now it gets interesting.
Yeah, in 5 minutes, you have to vote again. It's much better when there's an odd number.
Well,
Denise is out.
Well, Sean, I still feel comfortable voting Liz off if you do.
Well, here's the thing. I have a proposition. So you vote me off because I'm the only female. How does that look to your girlfriends, your female acquaintances you're trying to impress? You know what I mean? It really makes you guys look bad. Ultimately.
Well, it's not sexist. It's just that you weren't on the line. So it's easier.
I don't know. I don't think you can explain that clearly. I think it's because I'm a lady.
Yeah, Liz, that's really not nice of you to just leave us like that.
Who's that?
I don't know why. I don't know what happened. But I feel like, I mean, what about you two? What do you guys do? I kind of said what I did, why I need the money. Why do you guys need the money?
Say that again?
Why do you guys need the money?
Well, like I said, my kids have been in and out with protective services because they have an abusive mother that they barely see anymore, and I actually bring them to therapy 3 nights a week. So that's basically what all my time and energy gets thrown into. So that's where my cause is.
Oh, guys. I found a very, very pretty flower in my backyard.
Oh, my word.
All of you guys matter, just like the petals on this rose.
who's the fourth caller on this conference?
Oh,
mystery person.
Oh,
I've been here all along. I just want to make my part. But, whoever's...
I think Andy called back.
Who's Andy?
Oh, I see.
Okay, so we're both, all right, so we're all in agreement. We're going to vote Dave off, right?
Well, what's your story, Liz?
What?
What's your story again?
Oh, I was short on rent this month because I ran over my cell phone, which sounds really dumb, but it fell out. It was like a whole thing.
How'd you run over it?
I ran over it with my car. I have everything else paid for, but I was just a little short, so I've been, like, holding off. I'm a couple days late on my rent. So $150 right now would be amazing. I would be able to just pay it and be done and then get paid and not stress about it anymore, and I could be a person. That'd be great, right?
Certainly that would help all of us. Dave, what's your story?
What? Yeah, I also have, like, I mean, I do feel like everybody has money problems, right? Like, my brakes went out. I went to the, you know, my mechanic, and I had to get both my front and my rear brakes replaced. That was $600. But,
yeah,
like, that really sets me back, because I didn't expect that to happen, but stuff happens, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unexpected expense because I'm planning on a trip soon, so I've been storing away money, but then all of that was, like, drained into my cell phone, and I also have a kiln that I have at my house that I'm currently, like, repairing, so I had to spend a lot of money on that just to get, like, all the new, like, equipment and, like, tools, so that's where I'm, like, all my, like, savings for my trip has just been, like, drained. But yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. But, like, unexpected expenses are a normal part of life. I think everybody is always spending money that they didn't expect to spend.
Yeah, so why vote me out? You know?
It's a hard thing to sell, you know, trying to convince you know, each other whose money is the most, you know, in need.
Well, that's right. No matter what, if you're talking about someone else's money, nobody's going to care.
Yeah, I mean, like, should we show each other our tax returns? Like, I don't know. Like, I need money. Like, everybody needs some.
I wish Denise was here.
Oh, man, don't we all, Liz? I'm afraid it's time to vote again. And we're going to go in a different order this time. Liz, you vote first. Who's your first choice to get voted off?
All right, I'm going to go with Dave and Sean.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm a little worried now. Dave from TV, who's your first choice to get voted off?
Liz.
And your second choice?
I suppose it is Sean.
Okay, Sean, you're the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh. All right, so my first is Liz.
No!
Okay, and your second?
Doesn't matter who is second. Ken.
Let me think about this one.
That's true, it doesn't matter.
We have a decision, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Liz has voted off the island.
Yeah.
Aww.
That sucks.
Well, Liz, how do you feel, and what lessons have you learned?
Feel sad, a little bummed.
What did you learn about life tonight and how fair it is? Any thoughts?
It's not fair.
Oh,
not
that's
fair.
Interesting. Oh, you're saying it's not fair. Because you drove over your cell phone, didn't you? What did that cost?
That wasn't fair either. It was a few hundred dollars.
How exactly does a person run over their own cell phone?
I was in my car, and then I got out because I was loading something in, and then it fell out of my pocket. And then I sat in my car, and I realized I didn't have my cell phone. So I was like, oh, man, maybe it's in the store that I was just in. So I reversed, and I ran over it. And then I saw, like, right ahead of me that the cell phone was on the ground, where my tire had been.
I love that story. It has something for everyone. But I'm very sorry you've been voted off.
Sorry, Liz.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, so we have a sausage fest for the final round here. It's Dave from TV versus Sean from Little Silver. And Dave and Sean, I'm afraid that in this final round, there can be no more voting. The two of you are going to simply have to agree who gets the money. Otherwise, the money stays with Andy.
So I'm hoping for an impasse. I'm hoping you guys can't agree on.
You guys have to agree so that Andy doesn't get to keep the money. And you can't agree to split the money, by the way. No agreeing to split the money.
Yeah. We will never let you identify yourselves.
Sean, did you donate any money to WFMU during the marathon?
I did not.
Oh, well, I'm a Swag for Life member, so I feel like I should probably be getting the money back.
Well, you're supposed to convince me, not them.
Well, I'm trying to convince you. Like, I already gave the money to the station. So it would just be like that money coming back to me.
Well, if you all get right. that money, then you're going to donate it back to WFMU, right?
No, it's going to be like I broke even.
Well, and if we get an impasse, it's going to go to Andy, who probably needs the money more than us anyway, but...
Well, it doesn't go to him. It just stays with him. But he doesn't need it more than us. He's like, he's got to be older than we are.
I was being sarcastic, but yeah.
Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 40.
I'm 28.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, you have a great story, but, like, I still want the money. Like, you know.
Well, no doubt. And that's why, you know, really for me, it's like it's going to a bigger thing. Everybody has, like you said, everybody's got life. Things happen. You know, S happens. Bad luck happens. I just pumped $1,900 into my crappy car, 10 years old, just to keep it going because it's already paid for. So, like, that stuff happens. I wasn't even going to mention that stuff because everybody's got that story.
Sure. Amen. My car's 20 years old.
Sometimes you just gotta forget and move on. Gotta go with the flow, man. Ride the wave. We're all people here, guys. No matter how old we are. We're all just children in our own vibes, you know? And I think if we make a good decision, maybe it could benefit all of us and make a brighter world for all to see. WFMU brings so much to me, but not just to me, but to the world, to the community, for all those who care about music and local artists.
That sounds like Clay Pigeon.
Oh, if really? Only.
Who's that? I'm just kidding. Clay's the man.
I wish we could vote off Andy again.
We might have to.
It would make things easier. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like,
it does raise an interesting question. What happens on Survivor if some guy doesn't leave after he's voted off? It's an interesting ethical question.
I liked Andy's jazz chords there. I thought that worked very well.
That was song, by the way.
Oh, that was Sean with the jazz chords.
No, that was not song.
Oh, that was song. Sorry, Andy's friend's song.
His friend's song.
Well, you guys, there's only 4 minutes to go in the program, and Dave and Sean, you're going to have to agree that one of you gets the money and one of you doesn't. Theme song's going to start real soon.
I'm going to throw a wild card on the table. I'm going to say, if you want to, as an alternative, you can both vote for Andy as well.
Andy, and he gets the money.
The contestant that wouldn't leave. He's like a cockroach. Wow. He's like a cockroach. You think you killed him, but there, look, he's still alive. Okay, Dave and Sean, do you have a decision to make?
Yes, we've decided that the money's going to go to me.
Who's me?
Sean.
We didn't decide on that.
Dave, did you agree to give the money to Sean? Dave?
No.
No, okay.
No, I didn't.
This is perfect.
If you guys don't agree, then Andy gets to keep the money, and then nobody wins.
Except Andy.
You know what I'm going to do with the money?
What?
Take my family out to California Pizza Kitchen.
California Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah. All the trimmings.
Is that in Madison?
Yeah, it's at the mall.
California Pizza Kitchen?
All the trimmings.
Yeah, that California Pizza. What's California Pizza...
they don't just serve pizza, Ken.
I know what Chicago pizza is known for. What's California pizza known for?
I don't know. Ken, we have 120 seconds.
Okay. You guys, Dave and Sean, only 2.5 minutes to go.
But come on, Dave.
Yeah, I really need the money, too. I really don't make very much money. I don't really want to petition to you. But I'm not going to give it to you. So if you don't give it to me, then it's just going to stay with Andy. Okay.
This is the best ending we could hope for, Ken.
song is playing Mr. Sandman. Go, song, go. Mr. Sandman.
Well, hey, what did you learn about human nature here today, Ken?
That the patriarchy will win every time, unfortunately.
I think people are just so stubborn. People just dig in.
Batman.
Dave and Sean, you got 1 minute. We're down to the Batman. Final minute.
All right, Dave. I think we're both just kind of staring at it, and we don't know what's gonna happen.
Who's going to blink? Who do you think, Ken?
I don't think either of them are going to blink. I think you're going to get to keep the money, which would be the biggest tragedy of all.
Well, there are the waitress at the California Pizza Kitchen would disagree. We're going to eat dinner, and the rest of the $150, no matter what's left over, will go to her. That's the
well,
tip
it's time
I
to start
will...
wrapping up. You guys, you got 40 seconds left. Thank you to Nick the Bard for helping with tonight's program.
Wait, is there a way that we could do, like, well, no, there's no, because we couldn't just, wait, can you roll dice?
No splitting the money.
Do you want to roll dice and just be honest with each other? I've got dice in front of me, and I can roll one. And if it's lower than yours, then I'll give you the money, Sean. And if you have a dice to roll, and you roll higher, then...
Yeah, Sean, take the dice out of your pocket, the dice that everyone on Earth carries with them.
What? No, I'm at home. I've got dice.
There's 10 seconds to go, you guys. 10 seconds
to
go.
Take your word for it? You want to do what?
Am I supposed to take your word for it, whatever the number is?
You guys, time's up.
I guess we would have to.
Time's up. I'm sorry. Andy Breckman gets to keep the money.
So it's a happy ending. It's
Thanks
a glorious ending.
Thank you, Dave.
That
Thank
show
you, Sean.
Had everything I could want in a show. It was entertaining. It was amusing. It was dramatic. It was suspenseful. And
you got to keep the money.
I don't have to write a check.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Thanks,
and Rock,
Denise.
Rockland County at 91.9.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Song. Thanks, Dave and Sean. Thanks, Liz. Hey, thank you, Ken. Oh, and thank John Lovitz. He's my partner on the Kickstarter.
Great.
You can go to Kickstarter now.
And thank you.
You go to Kickstarter now, Ken. You love that toy, didn't you?
Stay tuned for In Real Life.
Just Google John Lovitz and Kickstarter.
Emily and Kinzilla.
I can understand if you feel you need a hobby and it's your passion, you want to be in nature, but why not golf? Why not fishing or snorkeling or mountain climbing? Why birding, of all things?
The chase gets in your blood. You focus on a target and the rest of the world just disappears. It's like I'm Sherlock Holmes and the birds Moriarty, and I'm going to catch them or die trying. Now, what do you think?
I think birders really hate their jobs for the most part and see in the birds an easy metaphor for beauty and freedom.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
Man.
Oh, wait.
This show has really gone to the birds.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Hold on. Let's make it go to the birds. Okay. Now make it go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just.
Oh, I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Yeah? What?
I think it's avian flu.
This is
We've
what.
We've got
it,
a million of them, guys.
This is what it felt like today in my backyard. I got a little sunshine in the backyard and just sat there, listened to some woodpeckers.
This is even making it smell a little bit nicer in here.
It smells really bad.
It smells really bad.
Boys are stinky.
Boys are smelly. This is too small of a space.
I know. We really need to get back into Studio A. There's more space for them to breathe, you
yeah.
know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, what was that? Is there someone at the door? Is that station manager Ken?
He's drilling into the door of the studio with his beak.
I'm gonna put in an insanely stretched plug here.
Mm-hmm.
But something reminded me of Andy Breckman's new Kickstarter. When we were coming into the studio, yeah. we were like fast and furiously texting to go onto Instagram.
Yeah, I was like social mediaing this very episode and seconds before we went on
right,
the air.
Right, while I pressured you and said, are you ready? Come on, let's go.
Are you ready?
And upstairs, Andy has this like doll called Little Diablo. He mm-hmm. has like a Kickstarter thing. Yeah. And none of us could get it to actually like stop yelling at you, like the whole thing.
Because it's basically Simon Says.
It's Simon Says, but it will not
it yells
stop
at you,
insulting you.
Voiced by John Lovitz.
And if you make a mistake. So it's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. So, but Matt is like a prodigy, and he got it like out of the gate.
What?
But me, like as soon as it starts arguing with me, I just wanted to give up.
It's always the ones you don't expect.
No.
You know, right. like the people that solved the Rubik's Cube.
You wouldn't have been able to handle it. Because
oh, no.
You couldn't
I can't.
Handle Instagramming and
I
coming
couldn't
on
get
the
two
air.
Sentences out. I don't even know what I wrote. I don't even remember. Got bird brain.
Oh, boy. Do you have any more?
Oh, yeah, but I have to pace myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll be sprinkled throughout the show.
Oh, okay.
Like
I'm all
seed.
A Twitter. I can't wait to see what you say next. I can't think of anything. I'm just such a bird brain.
Okay, yes, I'll be seeding them throughout the show.
My laugh sounds like such a cackle. Oh, Lord. Guys, we do have some really corny puns here, but we have two great interviews for tonight. And I'm excited about them because mm-hmm. they're not just like your typical birding. As you can tell, we're doing a bird episode.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not your typical like bird watchers that we've interviewed. Well, of course, we have to like interview people that are a little bit different than mm-hmm. the norm. So tonight we're talking to two different people. The first person we're going to be talking to is Matt Smith, who's a writer. He writes these really great children's books, geographer, web developer. By the way, with the children's book, one of the children's book is about, I don't even remember what her name is, but she's like the first woman to fly in a hot air balloon. And it's a children's book about this woman.
Really?
It's just adorable.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love that.
I didn't even think about that as being a thing.
It's great. But so he does children's books, but they're nonfiction children's books.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But he made this game called Fantasy Birder, mm-hmm. and it's like a open, I guess it's not open source, but I guess it is. It's an open sourced, crowdsourced, I guess is more the term, crowdsourced from eBird. And all of this data gets pulled into like a website that he has called Fantasy Birder.
Mm-hmm.
And basically for people that aren't out in the wilderness birding in real life, you can bird within this website.
So it's like fantasy football for birders.
it's kind of like fantasy football for birders. Like you have your list that you've got to get through, and you have a certain amount of time. They have different games. That's like a yearly game. I think they're coming out with like a daily game.
Yeah.
And then you get to go to a location once a day, and all that data is based off of real world birding data. You know, so if someone goes to Iceland and there's like some rare penguin that